So let's exclude some for the sake of inclusivity? For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. In 2016, Harvard University launched a new policy whose aim was to encourage diversity and inclusivity. According to the policy, members of single-gender social organizations, like fraternities and sororities, were to be excluded from leadership positions and other campus groups, even sports teams. One Harvard professor attempted to explain, the freedom of association enjoyed by some comes at the cost of excluding the majority from those associations. Well, the policy hasn't gone over well. National sororities and fraternities are suing Harvard on the obvious basis that the policy is discriminatory against certain students based on sex stereotypes. Whatever the outcome of the lawsuit, Harvard's not going to be able to win either way. Not to mention attempts on other campuses to prevent religious groups from insisting that their own leaders hold their own religious beliefs have been defeated in the courts. Look, you don't need an Ivy League education to figure this out. Harvard is next. For more on faith and culture, come to breakpoint.org. I'm John Stone Street.